like himself.
I wanted to start with the from the heart of Broadway, and because it's Thursday, and then I realized none of us are in the heart of Broadway.
No,
we're not even close.
But Tanner has Broadway in his heart, so that works.
From the heart of quarantine comes Podzilla After Dark, not Jeopardy. Round four.
Yeah, this is round four
at this point. And tonight, Lindsay is in control of the board. Let me do some introductions really quick. My name is Shannon Young. You can call me whatever you want. I really don't fucking care at this point. With me tonight, we got Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Double H.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And of course, Simple Jack.
He did it. He did the thing.
I'm gonna go ahead and get out of the way.
No, Tanner Calvert. Tanner Calvert here with us tonight. Tanner, now,
you better put some respect
week,
on the name.
You should have put some good questions on the board.
They weren't bad questions. They were just hard.
I had great questions, thank you.
He did. They were really, really hard, which is why I had a major negative score.
You always have a major negative score, though. And I also have a major negative score, to be fair. So, it was a fun show last week. This week, Lindsay's in control of the board. She did all the questions. And my hope is that because Lindsay is a God-fearing Christian woman.
What?
That these questions are going to be a little bit easier. And looking at the board.
For
the
you,
names
maybe.
Board, oh, I don't think she's going to play favorites.
Oh, no, I didn't.
The only one that could even be close to mine is like 90s sci-fi TV. What a random fucking category.
Well, I was just going to do 90s TV, but when I started picking shows that I like, I'm like, we're just going to make this all sci-fi. So.
Well, yeah, because remember Tanner did that too, and then he picked cartoons. He picked that god-awful Power Rangers ripoff.
Well, I narrowed it down. It's specific. They will all be 90s sci-fi TV series.
How many 90s sci-fi
you leave
TV
the Mystic
series
Knights out of this.
You would be surprised.
What was it, the Mystic Knights of Marinate?
What was it called again? Let that tear in the nog, bud. If I remember correctly, wasn't Jesse the only other person that actually watched that show? Or was it Lindsay?
I watched it. I don't remember anything about it. But
I knew
I
the name,
it.
But I've never seen an episode of it, I don't think.
I've never seen an episode. I did not know the name. That was... I remember I was right there with you. It was like both of us. Like, how the hell have we not heard about an Irish Sentai show?
I mean, I just knew it came on after either Digimon or Escaflowne.
And then
Fox
you watched
Kids.
The promo and you were like, oh, I get it now.
That's why we didn't watch it.
I mean, I watched Digimon, so it had to have come on after.
That's Escaflowne. I'm pretty sure it was on after Digimon.
I don't think
Mystic Knights was the very last show on Fox Kids.
On their Saturday morning stuff. Yeah.
That
yeah.
armor was not Irish enough. My taste, but
did
also
you say it was the last show on Fox Kids? Like it just killed Fox Kids. That's why they shut it down.
Their Saturday lineup before they switched over to like NASCAR.
I like my version better. I'm going with that.
I'm gonna let that marinate for a little bit. I thought what we haven't done for a while. I know we're doing the trivia, but one thing we haven't done for a while, we haven't done a motherfucker of the week.
You got one?
I did, and I forgot it.
Well, then you
assumed
don't have
it was COVID-19 one. For until it's done. Like that's...
I'm pretty sure it was Donald Trump, but I know Jesse. We disqualified him and said he could never be motherfucker of the week again because he
got motherfucker of the millennium.
He's the millennial motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say too much about it. What I want you to do is look into this thing he's doing with the National Guard because
it's bullshit.
It's ridiculous. The only reason I'm not going to go into detail about it is because I don't remember the details.
Basically, it was a matter of retirement benefits and the amount of time that they have to put in on federal emergencies
deployment.
To obtain it.
And it's 90 days.
And they
days.
Did it one day shorter, that they're cutting things off at 89 days rather than 90.
Yeah, they need 90 days to do it, and Trump is cutting it off at 89 days.
Wow.
Which is... just a real dick move.
Yeah, it's the funny thing is one of my coworkers is in the National Guard, and he was thinking about it, and I told him go read this article first, or look this stuff up before you do it. So.
Yeah, so there's your motherfucker. Unless you guys know a better motherfucker.
Man, that's crazy.
That's wild.
That's asinine.
Asinine is also a word we'd use. Okay, with that said, with the motherfucker out of the way, and with no new business, before we get started, Hunter, would you recount the minutes from our last meeting?
Yeah, give me just a second here.
Okay.
801, 802, 803. he never got any farther than that. You're supposed to interrupt me.
Didn't they make him watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, as punishment?
Yes, yeah. And they shoved him in a closet and made him watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Tanner, if you'd like to watch a really funny comedy, Married with Children is an all-time classic.
Oh, you don't say.
Unless you're offended by the word Mandingo.
Take me, Mandingo!
Whoa!
Shannon, Ciro Viegas. I'm going to need that clip when this is over.
I'm sending a call out to Ciro Viegas. I need you to take that clip. Can you make a song based on Tanner saying, take me, Mandingo?
I hate you guys. Sometimes. You know that.
Mixed in
and
with his size.
And do it with to the tune of A-ha's Take on Me.
Take me, Mandingo. Let's stop saying that word. All right.
Yes, please.
I've had enough racism in my day.
Oh, goodness.
All right. With that said, let's go to the fake Jeopardy. Lindsay, would you like to read tonight's game board, please?
Yes. Okay. So our categories for tonight are voice check, which all the answers will be voice actor related. Muppet Mania. Mm. 90s sci-fi TV. Mm-hmm. Mirror, Mirror, where all the answers will be fairy tale related.
Oh, boy.
And Talk to Me, Not to Candy, where every answer will have candy in it.
Okay, but see, on the board you put Talk to Me, Not Candy.
Oh, I forgot the other two.
So it sounds like you're telling me to talk to you and not to the gummy bears over there on the table.
Well, there was supposed to be another two in there, but or you comma. Know me and my inability to type.
Or comma, comma, we work. Talk to me, not candy.
Not candy.
Comma, 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 comedian.
Yeah, but I was taking that Aqua Teen quote.
I don't think anyone here other than me and Hunter and you have watched Aqua Teen. I know Jesse did, but he did not care for it.
That's
I
your tax dollars at work, Frylock.
Because Jesse,
you hear that tumbleweed?
We tried to watch it once, me and Bob and Jesse and I think Kevin, and they just, I don't think they were having any of it.
Me and Kevin were both just like, what the fuck is happening?
And then chaos. We watched Birdemic.
That'll make it better. Why didn't you show him 12-ounce mouse while you were at it, too?
And then me and Kevin had to go make an unrelated phone call.
I'm pretty sure Jesse and Bob fell asleep during Birdemic.
Shannon, what do you do?
I do it all.
Well, do something.
I did. I helped
What'd
you.
What'd you do? It's done?
Oh, now there's a classic comedy. Fuck Letterkenny. Watch 12-ounce mouse.
Your brain will explode.
All right, so Lindsay, who's on the board? Who's first?
All right, since Hunter was our winner last week, he gets to go first.
I vacated that title.
Yeah, he didn't earn that title.
Well, too bad. So,
okay.
Apparently this is quiz show.
All right. So give me... I don't know. Give me that voice thing for 100, Alex.
Okay. Okay. He single-handedly voiced most of the Looney Tunes cast until his death in 1989.
I'm thinking of a name, and it's not...
Jesse, you stay away. Both of you.
Nope.
How much time do I have? I know this guy's name, and I can't believe it saved my life. Mel Blanc.
Yep.
God.
Yeah. Who is Mel Blanc? I was thinking of Maurice LaMarche. I'm like, it starts with an M, and that's not who it is.
I mean, he's also awesome, but
Maurice LaMarche. Who is Mel Blanc?
He's prolific, is what he is.
Yep. And now it takes like a dozen different actors to replace that one man.
Yeah, because you can't do it. You can't replace him. They can imitate. That's as good as it gets.
My favorite thing about Mel Blanc is not only did he do the voice of the characters, like the background sounds. Like if somebody was talking on the phone to somebody, he was the person on the phone.
Yep, he did all of that stuff.
But he was no Michael Winslow.
That's fair.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jesse, pick a category.
Okay, let's do... What was the talk to me not candy about again?
Yeah, basically every question in that category, candy will be in the answer.
Oh, neat. All right, give me that one for 100. Okay. That sounds fun.
MCP Pants sings this song with the intent of his listeners delivering sweets to 612 Wharf Avenue.
Well, fuck Jesse.
Yep, nope. I don't know who the fuck MCP Pants is, so I'm going to say, show me that Snickers.
No. no, that is not the answer. The answer is, I want candy.
Oh, okay. Wait, you're not going to give us a chance to answer?
No. I forgot the rules.
Because you didn't want to give nobody a chance for a rebound.
No, no rebound, sorry.
Motherfucker, I'm sitting there waiting. Hunter was waiting.
Okay, are we playing with rebounds from here on out? Or?
I want candy.
Yes, we will. Okay. I just blanked, you know.
Mel blanked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the king of rebounds because I played a lot of basketball. Oh, shit.
There it goes. There it goes. Shannon, there's some milk in the fridge that's about to go bad.
That's because I suck as a host.
And there it goes.
Don't you be giving it to me, no sippy cup.
Uh-huh.
I'm an adult. I deserve an adult glass.
Size cup.
All right, who's next? Is it
you
me?
You are, Shannon. Pick a category.
Let that marinate for 7,000, Alex.
That's not a category.
Oh, let me get 90 sci-fi and TV for 200.
For 200?
Yes.
Okay. In this 1980... Wait, no, wrong one.
Motherfucker, I'm done. I quit.
Look, I'm scrolling through my phone for the questions so that you can't see them on a board on the computer.
If this is about the Smalls, I'm out.
I'm not going back to Stockholm.
It's not. Okay. This time traveling series starring Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell were Dr.
What is Quantum Leap?
Yes.
Don't waste my time.
Warp speed. Don't read Rainbow him.
I know.
Where's my iconic slave role?
The sad part is I'm just a slow reader, so he beats me to it.
What you need is a new desk.
Once you said time traveling, like I was going to cut you off then, but I thought I'd let you get a little further.
Man, yep. What I actually went to when you said that, because I'm thinking, man, I think Quantum Leap was mostly in the 80s. Is it Sliders?
I was going to say, I guarantee Sliders is not an answer on this board, because I don't think did you watch Sliders?
I watched it, but...
I love Sliders. Man, that was a good show.
I love Sliders, too. That was a real good show.
Tanner, would you like to pick a category?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with voice check for 200.
200? No, I don't want to write on my notes. I want to read my notes. Thank you. 200. This Groundlings theater actor has given hundreds of characters their voices, including Samurai Jack and Hermes Conrad.
Oh, is it Phil Lamar?
Yes, God, it is Phil Lamar. Yeah.
Woo! Tanner got one right. Fuck everybody.
Tanner, please tell me you've seen the meme format with the dude that gets the gold medal and like he bites it and he's drinking the champagne. He makes out with the girl and then come to find out he's in third place.
Yeah, I have.
That's you.
That's
you.
That's the picture for tonight's show. You made it official.
You know what? I don't even care.
Oh. Back to the top.
Yep. Hunter, your turn again.
Oh, Lord. What other... Give me... where are they? There they are. Okay. So we did the first two of the voice one we did.
Yes.
One of the sci-fi and one of the candy ones, right?
Yes.
What's the mirror thing about again?
It's all fairy tale answers.
Oh, yeah. Give me 100 for that.
Okay.
Turn that letter around, Vanna.
Mirror, mirror for 100. This modern fairy tale mashup show will make you look at the classic stories in a whole new way.
What is Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
God damn it. All right, I have an advantage here because I know how she thinks. I've lived with her for 15 years.
Okay, that's becoming a running trend in these games, though. It's the same way that I got a lot of that stuff with Tanner, like the USS Cairo, whatever.
Oh, he said
you said it right the first time. Can't take it back. No take backs. I'm actually going to say it. I think this quiz is the funnest one we've done so far.
I was attempting to make it fun. Like
says
I said,
Tanner,
I'm pretty
after
sure
he gets
only
one correct.
That's right.
I think there's only going to be one real question on here that you guys will probably try to skin me alive on.
What is Letterkenny?
No.
Oh.
Jesse, you want to take the board?
Yeah, give me a voice check for 500.
Damn.
500?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ain't playing no games.
No, I'm playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
He went uncredited, but when Jeremy Irons couldn't perform due to health reasons, this actor sang parts of Be Prepared as Scar.
Oh, God.
I feel like I should know this one.
I've talked about it before.
I don't pay attention.
Well, I think I know this.
Day and Night, you talk.
5 seconds.
Who is Jim Cummings?
Yes.
I will accept that. And I'm glad he said that, because I was going to say Danny Elfman. Thank you, Jesse.
That is not who I was thinking.
Yep, he was already on the cast for doing Ed's voices, and they had him stand in when Jeremy Irons was having throat surgery to finish singing up the harder parts on the song. If you listen to Be Prepared very closely, you can hear when it's Jim Cummings and when it's Jeremy Irons.
And I know, like, I just rewatched it lately, and I know Elton John, I think, also helped write that song. So it's like, did they have him? Did they have him sing it too?
No. The music writers on that one were Elton John and Tim Rice, if I'm remembering correctly, as far as for, like, lyricists and music.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Hunter, you want to play a game with me? We play anagrams with actors' names. So yes. I'll give you and it describes the person. Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy's iron. Now I'd like you to do one with Jim Cummings. That's it. I'm out. I will not get any funnier than that tonight. Thank you,
Shannon,
ladies and gentlemen.
The board is yours.
So was it Jim's coming?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to verify.
He just wanted to say
let
it.
Let me get Ape Tit for 400.
That's not a category.
Oh, sorry. I'm gonna make Jeopardy.
That's fine. I know you're going to.
What did I do last time?
You did TV? 90s for 200.
You know, I'm feeling pretty lucky in that category. Let's go 90s sci-fi TV for 400.
You're not gonna let me finish the question again, probably.
Let's find out.
You're not. As soon as I say the person's name, you're gonna give me the answer. In this TV series, Bruce Campbell plays a Harvard-educated lawyer who decides to become a bounty hunter when he grows tired of practicing law.
You see, when I say stop, you're right. What is The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.?
Yes.
Love that show. Did anybody else watch that show, or is it just me?
You showed it
you.
To me.
I knew of it, but it's just you.
It's really entertaining.
Yeah, I only know about it because you've talked about it before.
So
and
weirdly,
it's got Bruce Campbell in it.
It does, and weirdly enough, the song in that game or in that show, the intro song, they reused for what was it? Was the Olympics? I think.
Yeah. I think
they
that was
reused
one of
this
them.
The intro song for Briscoe County.
It's very
for the
epic.
Olympics. Yeah, because I think it was done. Was it done by John Tesh?
That I don't know.
For sure, all music in the '90s was done by John Tesh.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm winning. Am
Tanner,
I winning?
yes, at the moment
okay,
you are.
Very good.
Tanner,
well,
the board is yours.
Oh God, let me do Mirror Mirror for 200.
In the 1980s, she created a fairy tale series for HBO that each episode featured a different big name director and popular actors.
Oh, God damn it, I know this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Who's going to steal? Jesse?
What is Happily Ever After? Fairy tales for.
No. The person who did it.
Oh. I have no idea.
But that's also not the name of the show.
I want to buzz in, but I'm going to get it wrong. I know Hunter's going to do it. Hunter, you do it.
No, I don't know this.
I...
5 seconds if you want to.
She's an actress. She's an old bitch.
Tanner should know.
Do you give up?
Yes, but can I guess?
Okay, we'll put it past. It won't cost anything.
Was her name Shirley?
No.
Then I do not know.
It's Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater.
Son of a whore.
She was a really, really good series. I think it was either two or three seasons. And it just, each fairy tale had different directors. Like Tim Burton did the Aladdin episode, and it had James Earl Jones and Leonard Nimoy in it. And
I think for you guys to really have an advantage at this, you need to have lived with Lindsay for 15 years.
Was that Happily Ever After show, like, that was on HBO, right? Like, that was a fairy tale show on HBO, wasn't it?
There may have been, but this one was fairy tale theater.
Jesse, you're thinking of Happily Ever After, Fairy Tale for Every Child or something like that? Where
yeah, that's
it was,
what I said.
Yeah, it was a cartoon where they made it very inclusive. So, like, it was a lot of minority voice actors, and the characters were minorities.
I've never heard of that one.
You never heard of that, really?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
That's the only HBO fairy tale show that I know.
back in the day. Yeah.
Okay, so currently, score-wise, if I'm doing that right, because I got the wrong one there. Is that right? Because he buzzed in for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. At the moment, Shannon has the lead at 600, and everybody else is at 200.
Well, thank you for making me look like the biggest dick in the game.
Biggest.
So before I pick a category, I got to take Parker out. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So let me get this straight. So the person that's winning just also happens to be the person that's sitting right next to you.
I have the phone hidden. He cannot see it.
I'm just saying that sounds like shenanigans to me.
Whatever.
So what's the question you think we're all going to get pissed about?
It's in the candy one.
Which number?
I'm not telling you.
No.
You'll have to wait and see, but it's in that category.
Tanner, how you feeling so far?
Pretty good.
Is that the cat banging?
Yeah, she's banging on the cupboard because she's being a little brat. But as long as she's doing that, not biting me, whatever.
Oh, in less than a month, I'm going to come home to absolutely nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
Some reason today, people say random words, and suddenly a song will just pop in my head.
You're on music mode?
What's the song that popped in your head, Tanner?
Hang on, I'll send it to the group chat. It is from the last episode of the Craig Ferguson's Late Show run.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, never mind. Well, I'm not going to say
you have the board, Hunter, whenever you're ready.
So we got all the 100s out of the way at this point, right?
Nope, there is still 100 in Muppet Mania and 90 Sci-Fi.
No one's touched Muppets yet.
No, I did. Didn't I? I thought I picked
Muppets. Nope, you did voice actors and Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't touched Muppets at all?
Nope.
Let's touch some Muppets. 100.
Ooh.
Okay. This one I went with the epitome of easy. He created the Muppets.
Who is Jim Henson?
Yes.
Who is Henson, comma Jim?
For extra points, what's his son's name?
Marinate.
That's it. Marinate Henson.
Okay. No, it's Brian. Jesse, your turn.
Muppet Mania for 200.
Okay, 200.
Oh, hello there, Jesse.
These creatures have a 15-minute work week and will tell you to dance your cares away.
Fucking hell.
Who are the,
Ooh. 5 seconds.
I don't know it. Who are the, I know it.
That's
like,
me.
I can't think of what they're called.
Hunter, you got in there first.
Who are the Fraggles?
Yes.
I always thought that they should make a porn parody of the Fraggles, and they sing Down at Fragile Cock.
Awful bold of you to assume that hasn't happened.
Down at Fragile Cock.
Never tell you I got the whole, I don't know if it's the whole series, it's in the closet, I have to look it up, but like season one or the whole series or something of that at GameStop when somebody was trading it in.
They were probably my copies that Shannon traded in because I got the big massive box set with all four seasons.
I got it
if
for...
If you got them at Cape.
I don't know if it's... Well, I did. I think. I may have gotten it at Sison, but I got it for Sarah. It was more her show than it was mine. But I saw enough of it to know a little bit about it.
Yeah. And now I have the Fraggle Rock theme song stuck in my head.
Because they're awesome. Shannon, you have the board.
Let's stick with 90 sci-fi. Let's go for... Where are we at? Let's go for 300.
You got 1, 3, and 5. Okay, 300. This series follows the missions of Captain Nathan Bridger and his crew on a highly sophisticated submarine as they explore the depths of the ocean. Yes, it's SeaQuest.
Okay.
If you want to be specific, it's SeaQuest DSV.
I know SeaQuest, motherfucker. That's Roy Scheider and that kid that killed himself.
Yep. Shut up. I had a crush on Jonathan Brandis as a kid, so...
Everyone had a crush on Jonathan Brandis. I had a crush on Jonathan Brandis as a kid. But actually, I liked Roy Scheider more because I was into older guys.
Hunter, hit that crush button.
Because you liked Jaws?
I'm going to get you a button, I swear. One day.
Tanner, the board is yours.
Okay. What voice check for 300.
Check for 300. Scrolling. This legendary actress started working at age 12 and continued well into her 90s, providing voices for Disney, Warner Brothers, Hanna-Barbera, and probably best known for her work on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Huh. Oh, I have no idea.
Anyone want to steal?
No, I'm going to pass on this one.
I do. We talked about it because whenever she died, I remember we talked about it on...
Did she die?
Hang on.
Well, yeah, she died in 2017. It wasn't that... she...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Huntu?
Did I get in first?
Yeah,
you did.
I know the first name, but I can't think of her last name. Who is June Foray?
Yep. June Foray. Nice. She was the voice of Rocky, and she did Judy Jensen. One of her last big roles that she did, she was the grandmother in Mulan.
That's my mom's favorite anime.
But yeah, no, she did a ton of work.
You know that new Mulan movie doesn't even have Mushu in it?
Yeah, I know.
What type of shit is that?
That was 300.
That's not out yet, is it? That was supposed to be out by now.
It was delayed.
They delayed it, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Like everything else, they delayed it.
Life is on delay right now, I swear to God.
And we are back at the top of the board. Hunter.
Oh, Lord. Let me go back and look at the categories. Oh, it's so far away. Oh, I went too far. Oh, I'm on Facebook. That's the wrong chat. Shit. Hang on. Okay, what's the, like, we're out of 100s, right?
No, there's still one for 90s sci-fi.
Well, we didn't, okay, yeah, hit me with that. 100, okay. 90s sci-fi for 100.
This X-Files character has a poster in his office that inspired the name of our Podzilla show, I Want to Believe.
Go to hell.
Who is Fox Mulder?
Yes.
I remember.
It's the 100, but I was really like, is this going to be like Krycek or somebody? Am I going to have to remember some relatively obscure, like, weirdo? No.
I remember I went to Master Cuts in the mall, and I told the lady, the nice lady, to give me the Fox Mulder. And she looked at me and said, I don't know who Fox Mulder is. So I showed her a picture of it. And needless to say, my haircut did not look like David Duchovny.
It did not.
She hit you with a say no more, fam.
But what she heard was fuck my shit up.
Oh.
Just fuck my
she got done
up.
And she said, you said you wanted the moldy fox.
Wow. Wow. Jesse, the board is yours.
Okay. Let's do voice check for 400.
All right, this will round out that category completely. He is the iconic voice of Goofy and has been since 1987.
I do know that one. That's, oh, son of a bitch. Who is
you better know it!
What? It cut out when you were talking, I'm sorry.
Who is Bill Farmer?
Yes. And he has literally done Goofy's voice in everything since he took over the role. TVs, movies, video games, the works.
So is he the one that gave us the iconic Sora?
Yes, he is.
Sora! Okay, guys, I gotta step out for a second. I got somebody calling me upstairs. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll pause momentarily.
That's fine. We're only halfway through the podcast and we're already...
He has a call upstairs, or someone is calling him upstairs?
Someone was calling him upstairs.
I think he had to make an unrelated phone call.
I didn't do it.
You timed out, and I heard phone call.
E.T. come. E.T. go come.
No!
No, I'm going to send it to you. Hold on.
No!
Oh, my.
It's not what you think it is.
Is it just... Oh, yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
So it's like the German version of this E.T. ripoff game. And this is the cover of it, and this is the name of it. E.T. Go Come.
It's a very happy cover.
It's what?
It's a very happy-looking cover.
Well, yeah, you would expect.
I don't understand why he's walking with bread with jam on it and... I don't even know what that yellow thing is. I don't want to know. You don't pay me enough to know.
How much acid did E.T. take before they took that picture?
I mean, it looks like he got bleached.
It was space acid, too, and that's even worse. I've never done Space Acid, but I was terrible. I was with somebody once that did shrooms, and if it's anything like shrooms, it'll fuck you up. I myself did not do the shrooms, of course.
You know people that did, though.
I know people that did. I know people that skipped out on going to see The Grudge with me so they could go get high.
Actually, you did, and any second, all of this is going to end, and you're going to be right back in that moment.
That's a long trip.
That would be awesome.
Are you sure?
So just time travel back?
I mean, assuming that time was, like, if it wasn't just a hallucination, if I actually, like, saw my future and I remembered it and I went back in time to when Bob or whoever it was ate those mushrooms, I think that would be pretty awesome. I win some money. Put some money on the Cubbies. Win some money.
But again, none of this was real. You imagined everything from that moment to now.
I imagine so it's his own fault that he's depressed?
Maybe my life couldn't get much worse. I'm not depressed. I'm on pills now.
They make pills for that.
They make an app for that.
Oh, there's an app for everything. Tanner, what are you doing?
My favorite part of the show is when we have to stall so Tanner could go make phone calls.
I mean, I only even took... I took Parker outside because Sarah's downstairs in her sewing room. She's making those masks that we were talking about from before. Yeah. Like, literally, that's been an all-day process. But she got them nailed down. The one that she made for me, I went down and tried on, and it's awesome.
Sweet.
There's this dude, Jesse, you probably know him. He walks by the store a lot, and he comes in the store a lot, too. Really skinny black dude, is always just looks like he's cracked out, and he wears, like, anime hair and ears sometimes, and he's super strange. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, he walks around with a Batman hoodie all the time?
Yes.
Is he the one who sometimes randomly dances?
No, that's a different guy.
Okay.
And he comes in with, like, a... No, yeah, that's Luke Jive Walker.
He walked by the store today wearing a Batman mask. Because of COVID,
right?
Except it was an actual Batman mask, so his mouth and nose were still showing.
Oh,
no. He had the opposite mask.
He got the reverse COVID.
He legitimately. I looked at Ethan. I'm like, you see this motherfucker? He's just walking around with a Batman mask on.
Oh, he said everybody said to wear masks. He doesn't know what the problem is.
He did he did it like the Road Warrior, so that when someone who has a mask has one on, an actual like correct mask, when they put their faces
together.
It makes one mask.
Oh,
Dalton is laughing somewhere right now. He appreciated that.
I don't expect him to be intelligent, but goddamn.
Don't expect him to be that fucking dumb either.
So at that point, I assumed he wasn't wearing it for protection. He was just wearing it because he thought he looked really cool. A skinny black dude walking around cape and a hoodie in like 80 degree weather wearing a Batman mask. There's nothing odd about that.
It can be 100% cool outside, and that dude's got that Batman hoodie on.
He really does. And
it's
backpack.
Almost as bad as Lindsay with her Alliance hoodie.
Which she's not wearing right now, actually.
My poor Alliance hoodie, like, the sleeves are getting ripped, and I'm pretty sure there's a hole in the front pocket of it. It needs to be retired very, very badly. But
a lot of things
like
need to be retired very, very badly.
Just need to get you a new Alliance hoodie.
Yeah, but that means I gotta find... Like, there's a Murloc one on the website right now that I kind of like, but they don't have my size.
Just get you a Snuggie. I'll be done with it.
I don't want a Snuggie.
Because I will say, Blizz Store has gone over to Fanatics now, the guys that do, like, the sports paraphernalia stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I like their hoodies way better than Jinx, who was doing it way back in the day.
Hey, that Jinx hoodie has served me well, sir. I bought it at Hot Topic on clearance, like, 10 years ago.
I mean, that is 9 years and 9 months longer than my last Jinx hoodie lasted. I had it for a month and the pocket just came off.
You guys remember Tanner?
Sometimes
like I feel.
Nope, I can't. He's actually gone.
Sometimes I feel like he's still being the podcast, except he's not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Are you back?
I kept waiting on someone to say, sometimes it still be like I can hear him. I was going to go,
you good?
Hey, I'm good.
I like that Tanner was going to delay the podcast for possibly an hour or so, waiting for someone to make that one reference.
It's like Dalton last night not being able to get in, so he just like types in the chat, can y'all hear me?
Oh, my God. God damn it. Jesse, I don't know if Jesse and Tanner listened to it, but so last night we were talking about, I think it was the Owen Hart thing.
It was.
And we're discussing it, and I keep seeing the thing next to Dalton's name light up because he keeps trying to interject. And I hear him start to talk, but then like Hunter would talk over him, or I would talk over him, and then Asa would talk over him. Finally, Dalton puts in the group chat, "Hey, can y'all hear me?"
So, Yeah, no, because we're talking over you.
We can hear you. You just got to assert yourself, man.
All right, Tanner.
That's a hard group of three people to try to assert over.
Yeah, but you would think Dalton, as obnoxious and loud as he is, could do it. But, you know, I guess when you got Titans in the room. Anyway.
Okay, let's get back to this. Tanner, the board is yours.
Okay, what was taken while I was gone?
Literally nothing.
Because it was your turn.
We waited for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. What's what all's available in Mirror Mirror?
300 and higher.
Let's do 300.
Mirror Mirror for 300. At the end of the original story of Snow White, the evil queen is forced to dance at Snow White's wedding in these as her punishment.
What the hell?
Oh, God.
Lindsay, when you say original, you're talking about the...
Like the original Grimm's story.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna know that.
Like I've always meant to go back and read those Grimm's fairy tales, because I've heard
they're
really entertaining.
We've got a freaking book on our shelf that's 10 feet behind me.
I'm pretty sure Lindsay has the same book, probably.
Probably.
It was the Barnes & Noble, like the Gilded Pages
one.
Yeah,
that's the one I got.
Yep.
We're giving Tanner way too much time on this.
Tanner?
I think I know what it is, but I can't remember.
Any guesses?
Nope.
Was it? No, I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
Well,
if anyone.
Yeah.
I'll make an educated guess off the record once this is over.
Okay.
I think you're good.
Clogs.
I was about to say, was it clogs?
Nope.
Damn, I was thinking the same thing.
Red hot iron shoes.
Fuck, I was gonna say metal shoes. That's all I can remember. I didn't know if that
was
right
or
not.
Yeah.
That's some Grimm's fairy tale shit right
yep.
there.
They made her dance in red hot iron shoes until it crippled her and she crawled out into the swamp to die.
God
damn. I don't remember that in the Disney version.
That's because they didn't put it in it. Because she also tried to kill Snow White three times in the original story.
They locked
she
that version in
to,
the vault.
She tried to crush her with a corset. She tried to poison her with a comb in her hair. And then finally the apple.
I don't even think that was in the Charlize Theron version.
Which one was that?
With Kristen
Stewart?
I don't
know. You tell me. Yeah, with Kristen Stewart.
Ah.
If you never
that
watched
movie
that.
Was terrible. Oh, it was
awful. And they made a sequel, didn't they?
I just heard that movie was atrocious, and I never even gave it a shot.
You heard correctly. Fortunately, I didn't pay for it. Thanks, old job.
Hunter, the board is yours again.
Oh, is it time for me? Okay.
Yep.
I should have been keeping track of what's left.
Okay, so basically, the candy category has 200 and up. Muppets have 300 and up. 90s, 500 is left, and Mirror Mirror, 400 and 500 are left.
And the voice one is done?
Voice is done.
All right. Candy had a 2. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Give me that. Give me that low-key one.
Okay. This character, played by Tony Todd in the 1992 horror film of the same name.
Who is Candyman?
Yep.
God damn it.
I just open the Discord and
Shannon's just typing out every digit of pi one by one trying to get in.
You didn't expect me to make a Candyman question, did you?
Be my victim.
This is the new flesh.
Be my victim? Because
we got it.
Okay.
Yes, the jokes are funnier when you explain them.
Always.
Jesse, the board is yours.
Always and forever.
All right, give me the cheat. You said Mirror Mirror 400 and 500 were left?
Yes.
Hit me with that 400.
400 and Mirror Mirror. This Broadway musical that later got a movie adaptation intertwines the stories of Cinderella, Rapunzel, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh,
I know this one.
Jesse, don't. Because I was about to say, is it Wicked? But it's not Wicked.
It's
like,
not.
You kept going, and I was like, oh. So, I lose 400, Alex. Pass on.
Okay.
I'm in!
Hunter, you gotta wait for her to say it before you do it.
Hunter jumped in there
first. As soon as he says he's out. What is End of the Woods?
Yep.
Damn it. I finally know something.
I really, really like that musical, and Disney needs to quit teasing me because it's not getting put on Disney Plus until like November.
Wasn't Anna Kendrick in that?
Yes, Anna Kendrick, Meryl Streep,
James Corden,
Josh Gad in that? It's Josh Gad, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. White. Is he in it? No, it's not him. It's someone else. Because I thought it was him too, but it's
or
not.
Or no, Anna Kendrick. The late night guy.
James Corden.
Corden, is he in it?
And then that's Emily Blunt, Chris Pine is in it.
I like Chris Pine.
All-star cast.
It's really good. Johnny
Depp's
in it. I forgot
Johnny Depp was in it. Yeah, James Corden's in it. James Corden's the baker.
Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good musical. Who's next? Shannon, the board is yours.
Let me get RoboCop 400.
That's not a category, sir. I'm sorry.
I wish it was.
You still got a 90s sci-fi if you want to do it.
Give me 90s.
The answer will be...
90s sci-fi for 500. Ooh, you might give me shit for this one. This short-lived series takes place 2 centuries in the future where pollution has forced humanity to leave Earth and live on cramped space stations. One scientist hijacks a spaceship with a small group of followers in hopes of finding a new home and a brighter future for their children.
I actually don't think I know that one.
Yee.
What channel was it on?
NBC. It was either NBC or maybe it was ABC.
How many
it
points?
Was one of the major. It was one of the major three networks.
How many points are you gonna pay for that hint, Shannon?
I mean, honestly, this is another one of those questions I don't expect any of you guys to get.
Yeah, I don't. I have never heard of this.
I mean, it sounds like a familiar plot line, but not to anything that I saw in the 90s.
No.
I was a sixth grader when it was on, so.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No. You got 5 seconds at a shot.
What is Swiss Family Robinson?
No. No. Anyone want to take a gander?
Before I mean, I'll take a look, but I don't know.
I was about to say, I'll take a gander, but I
don't know. Guesses, whatever.
No.
Can you? Who was? If no one's going to do it, who was the star?
I don't know the name of the person. It was a female.
Dr. Quinn, medicine scientist?
No, no.
What was it?
Earth 2.
Okay.
I vaguely remember
it,
that
it was
show.
Not I a don't. Good TV series. I watched it at the same time when like Sequest was on.
I'm pretty sure that was like, Fox, by the way.
I would was it like Fox?
To, I would like to offer an alternate title. Dr. Quinn, The Final Frontier.
No, NBC. It was NBC.
Was it NBC? Yeah.
Oh, well, duh, it had Deborah Ferrantino in it. Why don't you just say that?
The Deborah Ferrantino? The
it has Clancy Brown was in it.
It does have Clancy Brown in it, and he is amazing.
But yeah, no, it, yeah.
Man, Earth 2, okay, you say Earth 2, all I hear is DC Comics. That's not.
Yeah.
That's, I know that's Jesse exactly was like, Earth 2, they didn't make a
I mean,
DC movie
it,
or
I'm
TV
pretty
show.
Sure it might have gotten a second season. It was a very, it was not a popular series as far as that goes. I watched it because I was watching Sequest when it was originally on.
Other shows I expected to be in that category, Farscape.
Star Trek.
No, you would have. That should have been in the negative 500.
Star Trek. This is a Star 500 Trek. Category question.
Star Trek
was
also was not
hard.
Doing super well in the 90s. I mean, you had some Next Generation in there, but that's kind of where it
was
begins
it,
and ends.
Was it Next Generation entirely in the 90s?
I thought that
no,
started,
it started
in the
80s.
Yeah.
Did it?
It had Deep Space Nine. Towards the end of the 90s when I was doing
Deep Space
research.
Nine was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was no The Next Generation, but...
Yeah, just be honest, Shannon, Seven of Nine was pretty good.
Like, Farscape, I think, was on in the 90s.
You say Seven of Nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't in Deep Space Nine.
No, she was in Voyager, wasn't she?
She was in Voyager, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Ryan. Yeah, she was attractive.
There it is.
Hit the crush button. Well, I mean, so, if we get off on a tangent here, who...
We can't. Let's move on.
Deanna Troi. That was my Star Trek crush.
Really?
Deanna Troi. Oh yeah, she was gorgeous. And Wesley, her Wesley Crusher.
What was her last name? Sirtis?
Marina Sirtis?
Sirtis. That's good. I'm sure that's how it's pronounced. Sure.
Tanner,
it doesn't matter.
You want to pick a category, please?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Sorry, I was...
I mean, unless you get another phone call.
I thought you were so confident, Tanner.
Sorry, I was... I'm trying to find the crush button.
Ah!
What the fuck?
That was a squeak.
Can you quack, Tanner?
No!
No.
I'm out.
Tanner, please pick a category so they stop.
Before it goes any further.
For the love of God.
What's available?
Mirror, Mirror, 500 is left, and Muppets and Candy both have 300 and higher.
When you suck.
The voice checks all gone?
Yes. Voice checks and 90 sci-fi are closed out.
Okay, Muppet Mania for 300.
Muppet Mania for 300.
I just don't know how the guy kept jiggling that way.
These reptilian bird-like creatures are a symbol of the corrupt and evil side of nature.
I know this.
Shit, I clicked out of it completely in my first answer.
I don't know.
Gosh, Shannon.
Yes! What are the Skeksis?
Yes.
Ah. I hate that movie, and that's one of the only things I know
about. I love the Skeksis.
Ah.
They're evil and they're gross, and I love them.
I knew the movie, but I could not remember what those things were called because I still haven't seen the movie or the new series.
On in Warcraft, the Burning Crusades, when you go to the Outlands, the weird like bird monsters that you help, they're based on them.
Oh, neat. Also, again, the advantage is living with her for 15 years.
I knew that one though. I actually that's
because Sarah around. Likes the Dark Crystal.
That's literally it. I hate that movie. But Jesus. I know so many things because of that.
I'm in the same boat as Hunter. I don't hate it, but I did almost fall asleep when we saw it.
To be fair, I haven't seen it in a long, long time. So I don't
understand how it didn't terrify me as a child, because that's when I watched it.
See,
that's why I
didn't like him, because basically anything that had puppetry like that, short of Star Wars with Yoda and like the stuff that was meant for kids, the rest of it horrified me. And I say that, but then again, Never Ending Story is like my least favorite movie of all time. So,
oh, I love the Never Ending Story.
E.T. literally scared me so much as a kid, I couldn't look at it.
I thought
creepy.
You were just going to say, again, the news.
E.T. go come.
Hunter, the board is yours.
Okay. I hate to keep doing this to you. What's left?
Let's see here. Muppets, we got 4 and 5. Mirror, Mirror, we got 5. And Candy, we got 3 and up.
Okay, give me the Candy for 3.
Candy for 300. Yeah. I'm scrolling, hang on. This popular children's racing board game was originally created in 1949.
What is Candyland?
Yep.
Also,
nailing this
never...
candy category.
Since you never actually answered, since you didn't give any of us a chance to answer the first question,
yeah,
the answer was, I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy. Get them away, punk. You're going to get your ass beat.
Yes, I want
from
candy.
Aqua Teen.
I want candy.
That's who MCP Pants is, Jesse.
Jesse, he's a giant spider.
Sweet.
Since we never got closure on that.
I'm sorry. He wants to make a giant drill.
To bore into hell, to release demons, to run his diet pyramid scheme. Yes, we all know that. He was then reborn as a rapper named Sir Loin.
Loin,
he was
a
cow in a diaper. Yeah. Oh.
And then he was Little Brittle.
Little Brittle, yeah.
Jesse, the board's yours.
The 5 all Aqua right. Teen fans out there are having a kick right now.
Both of you have shown
honestly,
that
with
many.
Aqua Teen, I feel like I'm the only person that knows what Aqua Teen is that doesn't like it.
Me.
Oh, no, there's plenty of people that don't like it.
Me. No.
I like it.
All right, so we've got... what's the lowest thing on the board right now?
400 in either Muppets or Candy.
All right, give me a 400 with Muppets. Why not? I've been doing great in this category.
Okay. The Muppet Show hecklers, Wardolph and Stotler, are ironically friends with this Muppet star's mother.
Shit.
Ooh.
When you say Muppet star, do you mean character or one of the actors?
Character, okay. Not actor. Actual Muppet character.
Who is Waka Waka, motherfucker? Fozzie Bear?
Yes.
Damn it.
It is Fozzie Bear.
I only know that because of the Christmas special.
Yep, and that's exactly where I pulled it from.
All right. Well, that was my luck for the night. Good night, everybody. I'm out.
I literally just
wanted to say Waka Waka at some point in the Muppets.
Also, I feel like the power of deduction helped you on that because you know that they're hecklers. And it'd be ironic that they were friends with this Muppet's mother. Fozzie Bear is a comedian. So,
and they rip on him the most.
Yeah, it makes sense.
it absolutely makes sense. Yeah.
All right.
That was my thought process. That's why I did it. It wasn't because I wanted to say Waka Waka.
give me candy, 400.
400 candy. John Candy voiced himself as a camp counselor in this 1989 cartoon series.
Well, that's not fair. John Candy should be the answer.
She just said it all has to do with candy.
Yes. Wait, does candy have to be in the title?
Yes, candy is in the answer.
Oh, well, damn.
I know this. I know this.
What is candy corn?
Nope.
No.
God damn it.
Did Hunter get in there first?
Yes.
Again? Yes, Hunter.
What is camp candy?
Yep.
Oh, fuck yourself. No one knows that show.
Camp Candy.
I watched Camp Candy.
And you know what's funny is, like, when we started this, I knew John Candy was going to be an answer.
Because I've been waiting for it.
But instead, you name drop John Candy immediately and then go to this bullshit.
Yeah, I know, because it's a harder question. That's why.
Is that the one you were worried about us?
No, you haven't even got it. It's the last one, the 500 level one.
Oh.
I will be surprised if any of you know the answer to this one.
Oh, God.
All right, Tanner, you got 500s left in Muppets, Mirror, Mirror, and Candy.
Let's go Candy.
Go big or go home?
Yeah.
This is the one. This is the one she's been waiting for.
Okay. In this 1986 children's book, a doll given to Santa from the children of the world comes to life and becomes his newest family member.
That seems oddly familiar.
No, it doesn't.
I loved this book as a kid.
No, it does. Like, so at Christmas time, oh, man.
I'm pretty sure they made a cartoon of it at one point,
too.
Yeah,
I don't know this.
Babes in Candyland.
That should have been on there. No, it's Toyland. It's Toyland.
Toyland.
Well, it's Christmas, so it's got to be something about a candy cane. Or, like, with candy in the name.
5 seconds, Tanner.
I'm just going to call it Candy Cane.
Nope.
Damn it.
Anyone want to take a steal?
Mm-mm.
What is Aftermash?
No.
No guesses?
Nope.
Candy Claws. And Tanner, she did end up like helping make candy and like the candy canes and stuff. Because the whole story is that she's trying to find out where she fits in the family, and she's not good at helping with the reindeer, she's not good at helping with the toys, and she finds her place helping with the candy.
Candy Claus sounds like Santa's like youngest daughter that he doesn't talk to because she chose a different profession. One that brings great shame on her
family. And doesn't come home for Christmas.
Right. She does work a lot
I don't think she was that
cane,
type
though.
Of doll that was sent to Santa.
She'll teach you how to say ping pong ball and elf.
This is sounding oddly familiar to a TSO album.
What?
Trans-Siberian
Orchestra? Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra did an album about a stripper claws?
Before you got to that point, it was sounding like it.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that Trans-Siberian Orchestra song.
I mean, there's a whole song called She's Coming Home This Christmas Day.
Aww.
And it's about sex?
I'm so confused at this point.
We don't know about her life.
Remember the song Backdoor Santa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just leaving that there.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need. Let that marinate, bud.
Funny side story about that song. It's around Christmas time. We're in Wings, etc., and the Wings, etc. in Cape doesn't block any music from being played.
Oh, we know.
Oh, I
know.
No.
So you can bet the Backdoor Santa played 3 times in a row.
Jesse, are you thinking the same story I'm thinking?
I'm absolutely thinking of that story when somebody got a refund because the song was accidentally skipped.
That's funny.
And I'm pretty sure it was Baby Metal, wasn't it?
Yeah, Krista put on Baby Metal because she's Krista.
Before Baby Metal was popular.
Yeah. And so like that started going about halfway through and it got skipped and the waitress came up with $1 and it's like, yeah. Sorry, we accidentally hit skip on the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, accidentally.
Because they couldn't handle
it. Racist ass shit.
Oh, yeah, because Krista, like, everybody at the table knew exactly what happened. So Krista made the joke, like, oh, don't worry, I'll go ahead and put it back on. Look at the waitress's face.
She should have put What's New Pussycat on.
Seven wow. times.
Six in a row. Whoa,
whoa, yeah, whoa. Six. And then the seventh one should be It's Not Unusual.
All right, Hunter, we got two left. Muppets and Mirror Mirror, both for 500.
All right. I'm reasonably sure I'm not going to know the Muppets one, so I'm going to do the Mirror one instead.
Mirror? Yeah. Okay.
Tanner's already ready. He hasn't heard the question yet.
Well, if I can not laugh.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Before Once Upon a Time was a series, NBC aired this five-part fairy tale mix-up miniseries in February of 2000. Its cast included Kimberly Williams, John Larroquette,
Martin Short,
Diane Wiest, and Ed O'Neill.
Martin Short was in that?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, oh, he was
Ed
not
O'Neill
in that
was,
one.
Oh, what is... The Tenth Kingdom.
Yep.
Yes.
God damn it. Let me erase my...
Ed O'Neill is the only reason. The only reason I even thought to watch that.
Tanner, Ed O'Neill was in Married with Children, a fantastic comedy. You might remember it from such earlier jokes as Take Me Mandingo.
See, we brought it full circle.
Oh, God.
All right, Jesse, so that means your last question is Muppets for 500.
Of course
it is.
Let's
do it.
This jazzy bird explains to Ernie that he's got to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
If that's not a gay porn idiom, I don't know what
it is. Well, it sounds like it. I don't even have, like, Big Bird.
No, it is not Big Bird.
I don't think Big Bird is jazzy.
What's weird
I don't
is
either.
I feel like I do remember this from a kid, from when I was a kid, but I have no idea what the name would be or even what the tune is. I just feel like I remember seeing this little sketch. I would never try. No.
Well, Tanner.
Tanner wants to steal.
I know this recently because my daughter has been watching Sesame Street with to no end. It's Hoots the Owl.
Yep, it's Hoots.
Okay. I am so glad I sit down and watch children's TV with my kid, man. For once. Glad it wasn't Peppa Pig anymore.
Oh, Peppa Pig. You know, if you watch that on YouTube, your kid can die.
That's how they do the Momo challenge.
You know, I've only ever seen one thing from Peppa Pig, but it was the funniest shit that I've ever seen.
There's nothing funny.
Was it the one where she gets angry that Mandy told us about, like, hanging up the phone and just storming off?
Holy shit, that was funny. Yeah, like, she couldn't whistle, so she called her friend and was like, I can't believe everybody could whistle but me. And then her friend started whistling to the phone. And like, Peppa Pig was like, bitch, hung up.
All right, Lindsay, what's those scores? What's the tally?
I probably still didn't take it properly, but Hunter dominated with 2,700.
Hold on, before you do, Ciro, I need you to mix Take Me Mandingo with I Still Don't Think I Took It Properly.
And Hunter dominated.
Oh.
No. I'm out.
Shannon was next with 300.
Sweet.
Jesse ended with 100, and Tanner was at negative 700.
Positive.
Tanner, that's your best score.
There's no way. Like, I know I didn't get any wrong on my turn, if I remember correctly, but I didn't. Is it just
you
because
stole
people were
a bunch of high ones?
Turns? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I missed like three 400s and a 500. So,
ouch. I was about to say. I was intentionally picking low score ones because I did not want to, like.
That's the classic Jeopardy strategy.
I just anticipated Lindsay's questions were going to be difficult for me in general, but then the mirror category and the candy category both turned out pretty well for me, so.
I saw these categories and like, oh, I'm fucked.
That's why I was like, where are the 100s at? Give me all the 100s.
Yeah. Voice check was the only one that I figured I had any hope in.
Well, I kept thinking, I'm not going to pick anything candy because I'm not going to know it, but every time like it'd be my turn, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And then Jesse or somebody would pick it, and I'd be like, well, fuck, I knew that one. Well, fuck, I knew that one, too. God damn it.
I regret that I bombed on that last sci-fi question, but who the fuck watched Earth 2?
Nobody.
I purposely was making it hard.
Why would you not put Sliders in those questions?
I didn't.
One of the characters' name was Rembrandt.
I forgot about that.
And Jerry O'Connell was in it.
What about Stargate? I didn't see anything from Stargate.
Nobody watched that.
You go fuck yourself. Stargate.
Nobody watched Stargate.
Tanner, have you ever seen Stargate the movie?
I have.
Didn't watch Predator though.
You know why? Because Stargate's a better movie.
Oh, that's just not true in any way. You know what Predator didn't have? French Stewart.
Wait, what?
Because Stargate had French Stewart. That makes it a worse movie.
Stewart was Predator on Stargate?
Didn't. He was in the Stargate movie.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I have literally never seen anything Stargate related.
You know what he played in Stargate, the movie?
No.
A soldier.
No.
French Stewart played a soldier.
But let me counter with Ed O'Neill was a troll in 10th Kingdom.
Yes, he was a troll king.
Yeah, he looked like a rat, but he was a troll.
He did.
Well, Hunter, if you look at this graph of Ed O'Neill...
you will see it spells out the phrase, let's rock.
How many touchdowns did he score in one game?
It was 4. For Polk High.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was against his crosstown rival. Oh, man, what was his name? Something Spare Tire. Spare Tire was his, like, nickname. Ah, I can't think of the guy's name. That would have been a good category.
That would have been a good... You should have made Married with Children a category.
You know who...
I should have.
You know who was in Stargate, though?
No.
Who?
No one knows who was in Stargate, Tanner.
James Spader, Kurt Russell.
That's true. That's true. And that's it.
I can never say this guy's name.
French.
Stewart.
Oh, God. Fuck. It's,
Oh, God, fuck.
Oh, God, fuck. That's his name. Well, it's got Eric Avari.
Really? Who was that? Hey, Tanner, you know who's in Predator? Jesse, tell him.
A piece of shit I don't give a damn about.
Oh!
Oh, there it is. Now you're just trying to hurt people, Tanner.
Right.
Okay, to be fair, I'm not talking about Arnold.
Who in that cast do you not like?
I have said
Jesse Ventura. It's Jesse
you
Ventura.
You say Carl Weathers. Oh, okay.
He says, no. Yeah, he just, for some reason, can't stand Jesse Ventura.
Probably because he's a Kansas... No, that was a different movie. I was
now that
Kansas
movie
City
I like
something, but that was Blazing Saddles.
That movie I like.
Oh, Jamon Hounsou.
There you go. Thank you.
What about him?
He was in the Blood Diamonds.
He was in Stargate.
I like he also Hounsou. He was in Stargate, but he didn't know who Star Lord was.
Richard Kind.
Oh, Tanner, give
who?
Up.
This is me every time you mention names. Who?
Yeah.
Who?
And that's Jamon Hounsou right there.
Yeah, it is. Sure is.
Tanner, who was in Stargate 2?
The search for more money.
Because they never
it
made
never
it.
Happened, yeah. You know why? Because they wanted to make like 3 great shows.
I'll tell you who was in Predator 2. Danny Glover, Gary Busey, Bill Paxton, other people.
And that's like when people tell me Battlestar Galactica is like, no, but if you watch like this run of it or like Doctor Who, just get out of my house. I don't even want to hear it. I'm good.
I always meant to watch Farscape,
Billy?
But I never did.
I did watch Farscape. I don't remember a thing about it, but I did watch a little Farscape from time to time. It was on after something else I liked on the Sci-Fi channel, and so I just kind of like let it run in. It was one of those things, you know, when you're a kid and you're right on the cusp of like, you know, like early high school, and you're like, okay, I got to start liking adult stuff now. So I'm watching Farscape like, okay, this is a serious show. This is like, I can hang my hat on this, and people will think I'm very mature. No, that's not how
I feel
that
like
worked
that's a
at
show
all.
That played about the same time as Babylon 5.
So a funny thing about Farscape, I don't want to make sure I'm right about this, which Lindsay, Jim Henson did the puppets for it.
Yeah. The Henson Workshop did the puppets for Farscape.
So Hunter, I know you're a big Gears of War fan.
Yes.
Jesse, are you a big Gears of War fan?
I played through the first one with Trevor, and we started to play through the second one and realized it was exactly the same as the first one, so we never played another one.
So
that's a shame because the second one ends up pretty well being the best. Well, I don't know. The third one's probably the best one.
I think the third one's my favorite one, too. Yeah. Anyway, so in Farscape, one of the main actresses is Claudia Black. And Claudia Black played, what was her? She was in Gears of War.
Anya?
Which one? She was my favorite character. Samantha Byrne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was also apparently in Mass Effect 3. Oh, my God. She's been in a lot of things. She was in Diablo 3.
Who was she in Mass Effect?
She's one of those people. Admiral Daro Zin Vas Mora and Matriarch Aethita.
So she was one of what are they? Tally. What's her race? Quarians?
Yeah, that's Tally.
And then the
she was also matriarchs.
That was Samara and what's her name? Crap.
Yeah. She's also Chloe Fraser in Uncharted.
Oh, okay. I do know who that is, just off the top of my head. That's a good one.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. She's been in a lot of stuff. Oh, my God. She's the narrator in Final Fantasy XIV. Neat. Anyway, I really like Claudia Black, and Samantha Byrne was my favorite character to play. So, okay. Well,
sorry.
That's it.
Yeah, I just, yeah. Jesse, I thought you were saying sorry for something. I was like, what are you apologizing for?
Sorry. Yeah, because it was driving me nuts. I was like, no, this is, because that was my girl in Mass Effect 1, and I could not think of a race at all.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. I'm hearing Jesse say, and I bet there's not a gift for it. I want to apologize to all of our Asian listeners now.
No, no.
I think of Krusty the Clown. I'll just leave it at that. No. That's all I'm gonna say. All right,
how's there not a gift for that? Bad.
Because it's fucking racist.
Super racist.
As long as he doesn't do the flapping dicky bit.
Oh. Flapping dicky long time. Anyway,
no!
That's at least I didn't do the voice. I know some people that do the voice when they speak like an Asian.
Yes,
person.
You.
Anyway. No. All right, that's gonna do it for us tonight, Lindsay. Good job. That was
Thank
a fun
you.
One.
That was good.
And that wraps up our trivia. Unless you want to crack at this.
Ooh, Jesse, do it.
Well. Let's leave it in the open.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it open. We're going to leave it open-ended. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. We will be back tomorrow with the Hunter, just say the name.
It's the legendary Podzilla 1985 group chat podcast for happiness.
Thank you. Yep. And then, of course, we'll, I don't know, Tanner, you got any I want to believes this weekend?
Oh, hell no, I'm off. I'm on vacation.
He front-loaded them all.
He did too. Good for him. Tanner, you'd be happy to know that the Scott Walter episode especially. Scott Walter's doing very good. Doing very well.
Well, obviously.
So, good job. Congratulations on that. Thank Tanner kicked ass last week. He did a double. And then we'll be back on Monday with Nerd Up. We'll do it all again next week. So that's going to do it for us. I'd hit you with the links, but you don't care. So that's
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Those are the important ones.
Podzilla1985.com. Someday you will actually get another pre-show again.
Yeah.
That was two people at once.
We've been doing pre-show for Nerd Up at least.
That's it. That's where you're getting them.
You know, we'll start doing pre-shows again. I hate mixing down all of these things. Because it's not like I even have anything to do. Done with this, I'm going to stare at the floor for about 30 minutes.
We should honestly just do post-shows. Like, that's when most of the chat ends up happening at this rate.
Yeah, but do you remember yesterday's post-show where you and I talked for 30 minutes?
Yeah, I don't want that out there.
I don't want that out there. Anyway,
I'm gonna say you don't want that on your
tonight sandwich.
You.
So... We'll see you tomorrow night for the group chat of happiness.
Say men's private parts.
Lick himself.